All right, Proverbs chapter 5 tonight. We went through a whole chapter this morning. We're going through maybe three chapters tonight. My voice holds out. I can get away with that because we got food after service. That'll keep you around if the preaching doesn't. But this morning was the partner you want to have in your life. And tonight is the partner you don't want to have in your life. And none of you that are married better think that I'm going there. Proverbs chapter 5, let's pray. Lord, help me tonight to be a help to all of our married people, a help to all of our single people. Help us, God, help us to trust your word and to Lord, just grip our hearts with what you've written in the Bible, with the reality of its truth. It's so, so contrary to every other voice around us. Help us, Lord, to hear it. Hear your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 5 and verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom. We covered that this morning. And bow thine ear to my understanding. You got to humble yourself. God's going to help you. You got to bow. You got to bow before the Lord. That thou mayest regard discretion. That thy lip may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as in honeycomb. And her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. There are more opportunities for you to ruin your life today than there ever have been before. In a day of a rural society, in a day when people were few and far between, you might on occasion run across a woman like we've just read about. In the day when population increased and people began to build house to house and cities began to grow and expand, you might, if you went to the wrong part of town, you might, if you lingered in the wrong place after dark, you might encounter a woman like this. Today, she calls out to you from billboards along the highway. Today, she works side by side with you in the factory. Today, she is alluring your sons as they step off the school bus. Today, she is living next door to you. Today, she is infiltrating your home through the television and the movies. Today, she is carried about in your pocket on your telephone. We are surrounded by lewd, immoral, immodest, unholy women. And my, how they make their appeal round the clock. There's never been a day and time when young men need to be more vigilant. Yeah. There's never been a day and time when older men need to be more careful. Yeah. And there's never been a time when people seem to be more careless, yeah, more indifferent, more desensitized to the filth that is around them, yeah, than the day in which we live. You say you're preaching to the men tonight? No, because these same women are appealing to our women. Dress like us. Lower the blouse like we do. Raise the hemline like we do. Tighten the breeches like we do. Speak with lewd and inappropriate speech like we do. Seek to seduce like we do. I'm telling you, this is a day and age when ungodly women are seeking to seduce God's men and God's women to lure them in a path that is, as the Bible says, destructive. Destructive. The Bible says that her ways, her appeal, her instruction, her steps take hold on hell, lest thou should ponder the path of life. I'm telling you tonight that the media of our day and age and the entertainment of our day and age and the culture of our day and age, all of it is designed to keep you from pondering the path of life. You could pray of an afternoon. You could read your Bible of an afternoon. You could go out and witness of an afternoon. You could visit the sick and the aged of an afternoon. Or you could sit on your couch and watch ungodly women appeal to you to be an ungodly woman. You can sit and watch discontented, dissatisfied, blasphemous women urge you to be discontented and dissatisfied and blasphemous. And I'm telling you, that path leads straight to hell. Amen. And used to be back in the day, we had a King James Bible and a strong concordance with 10-point type. And you could hardly see it when you tried to read it. But you'd look up Bible verses and you'd search and study the scriptures. And then Al Gore invented this internet and somebody invented the computer. And now you've got your Bible there and you've got your Bible study tools there and you've got your concordance there and you've got a whole library of commentaries there and you've also got a bunch of smut and you also got a bunch of filth. And you also got a bunch of pornography. And you also got a bunch of perversion. And it's right there calling out to you. It's right there saying, click my button. Come to my page. Watch my video. And the Bible says that path leads you straight to hell. Path leads you straight to hell. The woman you don't want in your life is a woman that distracts you and draws you away from pondering the path of life. And pondering the truth of God. And I'm telling you, your great-grandfather didn't have as many women to deal with as you do. Your grandfather didn't have as many of these women to deal with as you do. Your daddy didn't have as many women to deal with, these kind of women to deal with as you do. But you got to deal with them. You got to deal with them. They're out there. They are everywhere. They are immodest and proud of it. They are loose and proud of it. They are froward and proud of it. They are ungodly and proud of it. They are unholy and proud of it. And they'll say to you, men, come along and have a good time. And they'll say to you, women, you couldn't have a good time unless you live like I do.
Yeah, you're right. That's good preaching.
Here's what the Bible says in verse number 13. And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. You know what you need, young man? You know what you need, middle-aged man? You know what you need, old man? You need a company of teachers that are telling you not to listen to this kind of woman. You need a company of instructors telling you not to fall for this kind of woman. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you say, I'll just live this Christian life on my own, but you won't. I'll just live for God on my own, but you won't. Listen, if you can fall into sin with a multitude of teachers, if you can fall to a woman like this with a multitude of instructors and counselors, how long do you think you're going to stand on your own?
Yeah, right. That's good for us.
Amen. Now here's what the Bible says. There's a door to a house, verse 8. That door's open. It's up to you to stay away from it. It's up to you to stay away from it. So I'm not going in that door. Why are you stopping out in front of the house?
Yeah.
Why are you looking in the windows? Why are you sitting down on the steps? If you don't want to go through the door of that house, stay away from the house. Don't go anywhere around it. So, you know, that serpent deceived Eve. He didn't drag her over and stand her under that tree. He didn't come where she was and hold the fruit out to her. She's in the wrong place. She's in the wrong place. You ought not be in the wrong place. That Bible says in verse 11, one day thou shalt mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. I'm not going to talk about the diseases you could get and you can get them. I'm not talking about the mental illness you can bring upon yourself and the despair and depression. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you the fact of life. You read Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. One day your body's going to break down. One day your back's going to go and your knees are going to go and your legs are going to go and your mind is going to go. And guess who's not going to be there to care for you? These kind of women. Guess who's not going to be there to care for you? Some piece of trash on a pornographic website.
Yeah. 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 That's good
You know who's going to be there for you? A godly Christian woman who kept her vows and saw the thing through to the end. Don't throw that away when you're 25. Don't throw that away when you're 40. You say, well, you know, I want some adventure in my life. You're going to have some adventure. This doctor, that doctor, this medication, that medication. And you better have somebody that loves God and loves you to adventure with you. Amen. Amen. Verse number 14. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Well, that's too bad. He said, I went to church. But there were people flirting with me there. I went to church and there were women weren't dressing right there. I went to church and the women were dressed right. The women weren't flirting with me. But my own dirty heart, my own corrupt mind got to imagining things and wandering somewhere. Listen, you ought to be in church, but it's not enough. You ought to be into the preaching the Word of God, but it's not enough. You got to bow your ear to that instruction. You got to incline your heart to what God has to say. You can fall right here. How many men have stood in a pulpit and preached the Word of God and thrown away their marriage and thrown away their life because of the lust of their flesh? You ought to be where God wants you to be, but you ought also be who God wants you to be. And that's the call here. Verse number 15, drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. Let the fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as a loving hind and a pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. Be thou ravished with her love. If this right here is the only water I'd ever tasted in my life, it'd be the best tasting water I ever had. I wouldn't say that water is okay, but it's not as good as that other water. That water's pretty nice, but it's not like the water I had a week ago. You want to be satisfied with your wife? Be satisfied with your wife. Look at her, don't look at anybody else. Embrace her, don't embrace anybody else. Amen. You boys want to have a happy marriage? Get rid of that pornography now. Get rid of those dirty pictures now. Amen. Well, my wife doesn't look like so-and-so. You ought not to know what so-and-so looks like. Amen. You got a well? You got a fountain? You got water? Drink your own water. Don't be out looking to drink somebody else's water. Don't be out trying to get water out of somebody else's well. Stay put. Stay put. Stay put in your heart. Stay put in your eyes. Stay put in your mind. Stay put in your imagination. Well, you know, my wife, everybody says that. Not when the preacher says it. They just all go dead silent. Well, you know, my husband, you married a sinner. You married a sinner. And you're married to someone that's married to a sinner. Yeah. Yes, sir. And the thing for you to do is not to think if I could find somebody else, they wouldn't be a sinner. Right. If I could find somebody else, they wouldn't have all these problems that this one's got. Yeah, they would. Yeah, they would. How can I stand and preach this Bible to everybody if it's not true of everybody? Right. So why do you think you could find somebody that this Bible isn't talking about? Amen. Amen. You got a wife? Thank God for it. Amen. Don't be looking at somebody else's wife. Don't be looking for another wife for you. Yeah, amen, amen, amen. That's good preaching. He said, well, preacher, I saw this movie. It was a Christian film. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was an inspirational film to inspire you to go against the Word of God. The Christian film, it didn't have those... I thought one time, we'll get some of these videos about the Bible, you know, and people watch these videos about the Bible. And you get the story of Ruth, and it's got, you know, the bedroom scene in it. You get the story of this, got the bedroom scene in it. Listen, we don't need to know that. Right. We don't need to see that. Yeah. God didn't put that in the Bible. Yeah. In the Bible, people get married, and then somewhere down the road, they have children. And God just leaves the whole thing there for you to figure out. Amen. You know, you teach math in school so kids can do math. You teach reading in school so kids can read. I think if you're teaching sex ed in school, you're trying to corrupt children. You don't need to teach something God taught the first two people to do. Poor Adam and Eve, you know, no instruction manual. No health class in middle school. There they were. They populated the whole earth. Just leave that stuff alone before you get married. When you get married, leave it in your house. Don't bring somebody else's junk into your house. Honey, you want to watch a movie about some real handsome hunky man and some real beautiful good-looking woman having a romance? How's that going to help you?
Yeah.
That ain't you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, a couple of you, but the rest of us, you know, we're just muddling along here. Here's what the Bible says, verse number 20. Why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman? Men are getting stranger all the time. And embrace the bosom of a stranger. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. God watches you, watch her. God looks at you while you're looking at that man's wife. Sister, God's looking into your heart while thoughts arise in your heart. I got to get out of that church. I got to get away from that preaching. Do you know there are 100 false doctrines? You know there are 500 different splinter groups of Christianity, and more people have left this church because some woman, some grown woman, some teenage woman said to her husband or to her daddy, I don't want to go to a church that makes me be modest. And I don't preach it. You can't remember the last time I brought a sermon on dress codes and how women are supposed to dress, but I could give you a list this long of women made their man leave a church like this because they were listening to ungodly women say, how come you gotta cover everything up? How come you gotta dress like that? Why, you can't be happy. You're the ones not happy. Why are you trying to drag me into that? Lord's watching all that. His own iniquity should take the wicked himself, and he should be holden with the cords of his sins. He should die without instruction. In the greatness of folly, he should go astray. Now, you're going to think I'm extreme. That's okay. I am extreme. I'm an extremist. I am an extremist. I'm going to tell you something right now. The 100% guaranteed way to never become a drunkard is never take a drink. And the 100% guaranteed way to never become addicted to pornography is never start. Why would you risk tying your life up to something that's not going to let you go? Amen. Amen. All right. Bible says in chapter number 6. Verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother, bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Now, isn't that interesting cross-reference? God said, that sinful woman going to tie you up, or God's commandments can tie you up. Wouldn't you like God's word to so wrap you up you couldn't get away from it if you tried? That's better than getting so wrapped up by sin you couldn't get away from it if you tried. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Wouldn't you like Bible to be first thing you heard when you woke up in the morning, instead of ungodly music, instead of wicked songs, instead of the devil speaking to you?
Amen.
It'd be kind of nice to wake up in the middle of the night with God on your mind,
right,
instead of your neighbor's wife on your mind.
Yeah. Good preaching.
For the commandment is a lamp. And the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction of the way of life to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let it take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. You got that? I don't care what the president does. I don't care what the senators do. I don't care what the movie stars do. I don't care what the ball players do. God has always been 1,000% against adultery. He was against it when he sat in his glory in the Old Testament. He was against it when he walked the earth in the gospel day. And in this age of grace, God is still against adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery is in Romans chapter 13. That's as New Testament Pauline epistle as it gets. Ladies, should I say women, why are you hunting for a man that you know has a wife? Why would you do that? They're out there. They're out there. Sir, first thing you ought to do when you get that job is tell everybody you're saved and then tell everybody you're married. And any woman shows any interest in you after you declare that you're married, that's the door you stay away from. But she's beautiful, but her eyelids, but her sweet talk, but she flattereth with her lips. You know what the Lord said? She's out to destroy you. She's an evil woman. That's what God says right there. She's a whorish woman. That's what the Bible says right there. You'll be brought to a piece of bread. You know, if I'm going to work all my life and buy a house and a car and put some money in the bank, I want to share it with my wife. Amen. I don't want to cheat on her and then have her take it away from me. Yeah. Go ahead. That's not the primary motive. Here's what the Lord said. You're going to be left with nothing. Yeah. Amen. You're going to be left with nothing. And that woman, this woman, she ain't going to stick with you. She's an adulteress. Right. I just give you a little something to write down. This will help you. This just little, you know, from me to you. This will help you. Somebody will cheat with you or cheat on you. Because they're a cheater. That's what they are. Oh, no, she said she loved me. That ain't love. It's adultery. No, she said we're in love. I'm in love with her. You're not in love. You're in sin. Get away from it. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Nobody be that stupid. You got to be drunk or high on dope or 22 making a YouTube video to take fire and put it inside your clothes. Well, I just want to see what would happen. You're not that dumb. You have to know what will happen if you put fire inside your clothes. Then how come you don't know what's going to happen when your heart gets on fire for the wrong woman? When your heart gets inflamed with passion and burning heat for somebody that's not your wife? You're going to get burned. It ain't going to be love. It's not going to be riding off into the sunset. It's not going to be better than it ever was with the old lady. It's going to be fire consuming you. That's not good. It's not good. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Well, I saw these people one time, you know, and they were playing these drums and they go, yeah, okay, so you're going to count on the power and protection of unclean spirits to get you through a relationship that God told you to stay out of. That's pretty dumb. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whoso toucheth her shall not be innocent. You got that? It was a mistake. No, it wasn't. No. Turning right when you should have turned left, that's a mistake. Going into the arms of a woman's not your wife is not a mistake. You're not innocent. Well, she tricked me. Then you should have listened to me, not her. She deceived me. Then you should have been under preaching instead of listening to all those movies and all those songs. Amen. I don't know who's on the charts now. I don't know who's in. They even have a top 10 anymore. But I'll tell you this: if it's climbing the charts, if it's a popular song, it's urging you to be immoral. It's urging you to mock God and disobey the Bible and live after the lust of your flesh. You'd think we have enough songs about that. Bible says, verse number 30, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. We get that. We understand that. But if he bound, he shall restore sevenfold. You stole a bunch of stuff before you got saved, you ought to pay it back after you get saved. Amen. He should give all the sums of his he should give all the sums of his house. Well, you know, then I wouldn't have as much stuff. Well, it ain't yours. You stole it from somebody else. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound in dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. You don't wait 6 months and take another pastorate.
Yeah, that's good preaching.
You don't move down the road and start over again like nothing happened. I'm not trying to bring shame on anybody's falling into sin and then you got right with God and you feel awful about what you've done. What I'm telling you is, according to God, this is something that doesn't get fixed. It's that bad. It's that serious. It harms the cause of Christ. It harms the reputation of the gospel. It harms the wife that's been forsaken, or the husband that's been forsaken, and the children, and now their home is broken and they're all being passed about from here to there. God says, listen, this is serious. Stop treating it like it's nothing.
That's good preaching.
It's what Hollywood says. It's what the movies say. It's what the songs say. It's what the celebrities say. God says it's serious. It's very, very serious. Don't do it. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. If you took my wife away from me, what could you give me to content me? What could you give me to make me, okay, we're square now. Come on.
Right.
If you took a woman's husband, her provider, the one that she gave herself to in marriage after keeping herself pure for all of her life, to having to hold that man and that man only, and you took him away, what could you do to make that right?
Yeah.
People treat this thing like it's just speeding and getting a ticket. People treat this thing like it's just, you know, I turned the wrong way and I was late for an appointment. This is dead serious. First time you feel your heart drifting in the wrong direction, first time you feel your mind lingering where it shouldn't be lingering, you ought to repent before a holy God. A lifelong problem for you and for everyone else involved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's good Bible preaching there.
Yes, sir. That is good Bible preaching.
All right. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. My son, verse 1, my son, keep my words, lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, my law at the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Why is some woman you don't even know telling you how good looking you are? And why would you believe that? Some man says, oh, if I'd have met you before I met my wife. So you're gonna enter into a relationship with that? And 6 months from now, he'd be saying to some other foolish woman. If I'd have just met you before I met the woman I'm committing adultery with. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. Beheld among the simple ones, they don't have good sense. I discerned among the youths, they don't have the maturity. A young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Boys, let me help you. Let me help you something. You're probably getting to an age where you really resent your dad not trusting you. And where you really chafe at those rules that your dad has for you. You're not going with that crowd. You're not going by yourself. You're not going to be out at night. You can't just go anywhere you want to go just because you've got a driver's license and some gasoline. You know why your dad has those rules in place for you? You say, he doesn't trust me. You're right. He doesn't trust you. Because you don't know what he knows about the power of a woman's words. You don't know what he knows about the power of the sight of your eyes to stimulate your heart and your lust and get you going someplace faster than you thought you could get there, and no brakes on that lust. And he said, I've stood at this window. I've watched it night after night after night. I've watched these young men be taken in. And I'm warning you, I don't want it to happen to you. Amen. I'll just throw in a little story here. I might have told you this story before. But we used to walk to school from Fairway Circle up Wayne Avenue, down US 1, and then up Mary Avenue, and then back. And there was a pretty straight, direct route. And along the way was Tom Mitchell Lumber Company, where you could buy a 12-ounce ice-cold Coca-Cola or Sprite from a vending machine for a dime and get a nickel back when you brought the bottle back. Whew, good days, good days. And then right up the road on the corner was a Magic Market. It was a convenience store. And if you went hungry and didn't eat your lunch, you could put that quarter in the pinball machine and play three games for a quarter. I mean, and then you rode on down Wayne Avenue, and there was a crossing bar there from the railroad tracks. And if you caught it just right, you could sit on the crossing bar and ride it as it went up. And that was a lot of fun. But there was one house on that route, and our parents told us that witches live there. You need to run past that house and don't look in the windows and don't, if there's ever anybody on the porch or on the steps, don't talk to them. Just run, because they're. Now, you know, I don't think my mother was a liar. She probably just didn't want to explain to an 8-year-old boy what a prostitute was. She probably didn't think it was time for me to learn about harlots. And I'm so old that witches weren't cool. They were really bad. You know something? I'm so thankful. I grew up with a mother that said, run past that house. Don't let the women in that house talk to you. I don't want to look out my casement and see my simple son be taken in. Here's what the Bible says. Look at it. Verse number 10. Behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Well, then, contrary to the movies that you've seen about Bible times, all the women didn't dress the same. Why would God say women wear modest apparel if every woman in town wore a long brown robe, ankle length, with a collar up to here and long sleeves? Apparently all the women weren't dressing that way. I miss the days when you could tell the prostitutes from the women going to the store. You know what the media has done to our women? They've made them think that it's okay to show your wares As long as, well, you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be a harlot. Well, why would you want to dress like a harlot? The goods aren't for sale. Don't advertise them. It's fair enough. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see breeches that leave nothing to the imagination. Now, you know, you're just, no. You have been influenced by women who want you to dress to provoke men to lust and say, wow, look at her. Wow, look at that body. Wow, look at what she's got. Is that really what you want from this society? I'm not going to that church. They make you, what, dress like a Christian instead of flaunting? All right, well, we were going good there for a while.
That's good preaching.
But attire of a harlot, subtle of heart. She's loud and stubborn. She's loud and stubborn. Sir, the Lord said, you don't want anything to do with a woman that's loud and stubborn. Because she'll ruin your life. Now, sister, then obviously, no Christian woman should be loud and stubborn. Because she'll ruin a man's life. I'm saved. Okay, you're saved. But harlots are loud and stubborn. Christian women ought not to be like harlots. They shouldn't dress like them and they shouldn't act like them.
Yeah, that's good preaching.
We're going to have food and refreshments after service tonight. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. Young man, there's no time you can't stay right with God. No place you can go when you can't, you can get away with not being on guard. This is way back in Bible times. She's on every corner. There's a woman can ruin your life everywhere you go. There's a man that can mess you up everywhere you go.
Yes, sir.
You ought to hearken the word of God. So she caught him and kissed him with an impudent face. She's not blushing. She's not embarrassed. Nobody going to tell her what to do. You can't tell me this isn't right.
Go ahead. Good preaching.
She said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I love the Lord. I believe in Jesus. I got a Jesus tattoo right up here on my thigh. You want to see it?
That's true. What?
We're in a mess, man. Therefore came I forth to meet thee. Diligently seek thy face, and I have found thee. Paul, I've been looking for you. Well, you were looking for that guy last night. You were looking for that guy the night before. You were looking for that guy last week. I've seen the pictures you put on the internet. It looks to me like you're looking for everybody.
Yeah.
I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry. Why are you telling some kind of man what kind of bedroom you got?
Yeah.
With carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. Hoo-hoo. I perfume my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Oh. Me, it's going to smell nice while I destroy myself. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Can I help you? I'm trying to help you here. Gentlemen, I'm trying to help you. If it's adultery, it's not love. If it's fornication, it's not love. If it ends in the morning, it's not love. That ain't love. God so loved the world doesn't mean God had a one-night stand with the world. It's not love. I just like love songs. Those aren't love songs. I just like to read, watch these movies where people fall in love. That ain't love. Love is your father and your mother vowing to be true to each other and sacrificing the rest of their lives so each one of them could have a better life under God and held hands while one of them died and stepped out in eternity. That's love. Throwing yourselves into the arms of somebody that doesn't have anything to do with God and the Word of God, that's not love. It's not love. The good man is not at home. Oh, he's a good man. He's a good man, but he's just not here. He's gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Now, you boys and girls, we love you, and we can preach to you, but we can't give you understanding. You'll have to get that from the Lord. But if you sat here three times a week, from the time you were 5 years old to the time you were 20 years old, you would hear a constant appeal to do right, do right, do right, do right from the Bible. But in your heart, if you say, I don't agree with that, I don't like that, I don't want that, doesn't take hold. But if you listen to it, if you hearken to it, look at these young men that stood up here tonight and sang. Look at some of these young people and their devotion to Jesus Christ and the great marriages they're starting out and the great families they're starting out. If you let it take hold on you, it'll change your life. Yeah. Now what if you got up in the morning and took out your device and you put on that country music? I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you in the bar, I love you in the car, I love you at the creek. I love you when I kiss your cheek. You listen to that all day, every day, it's going to teach you.
Yeah.
It's going to influence you.
Yes,
it's going to send you a certain direction.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
You put that rap music on. I couldn't read those lyrics.
No.
And people listen to that stuff all week and then come to church and think the Sunday school teacher's boring. Think the youth activities don't have any punch to them. You know what's happening? You're being influenced.
Yeah.
This woman, she just kept talking and kept talking and kept talking. But this guy, he just kept listening and kept listening and kept listening. And before long, she got a hold of him.
Yes, sir.
She got a hold of him. This man's on a far journey. You know what he's thinking? Proverbs 31, I can safely trust my wife. But he couldn't. He's on a far journey. She ought to be able to say, I can safely trust my husband. He took a bag of money with him. He's not spending on women. Amen.
Good, sir.
Can I help you? Sir, your wife sees you looking at those pictures?
Yeah.
She thinks you want somebody besides her. Sister, when your husband sees you reading that romance junk and watching those kissy face movies, you know what he thinks? You want another relationship besides the one you got. You like dates? Go on your own. Don't watch films of somebody else doing it. Buy your husband a shirt with puffy sleeves and have him unbutton it and let him kayak you down the St. John's River, you know. Just you don't need some romance novel for that. Just don't post any pictures. Watch what happens. With her fair speech, she caused him to yield. You know what she's supposed to yield to? The Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Right.
If you listen to the Holy Ghost, you're liable to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Seven.
If you listen to immoral people, you're liable to yield to immorality.
Yeah. True.
With flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver, And as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. That old cow out there in the field, he gets all happy when you start giving him extra grain and extra rations. They used to get to a certain age out at our place, and we'd pen them up and just give them buckets and buckets and buckets of feed. And they thought, I am the favorite. No, you're about to die. And the fowler, he puts that grain out there, and the bird says, wow, this is, man, I don't have to walk all over this whole field trying to peck a little here and a little there. Look, there's a pile of it right here. And there's a snare. And that fowler's waiting to catch that bird. Yeah. Can't get away.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, this world, they are setting a trap for every one of you men and every one of you women. And if your heart doesn't love God and believe the Bible, they'll stay after you and stay after you and stay after you until they bring you down as low as they are.
Amen.
24, hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children. Attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast away many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Here's what you have to decide tonight. The world says that leads to a great time. God says that leads to death and hell. Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? I chose to believe God a long, long time ago. And I have never regretted living my life walking right past every one of those doors, walking right past those women. Haven't missed a thing but sin and misery and a dart in my liver.
Amen.
Trust God, young man. Trust God, married man. Trust God, young lady. Trust God, married lady. There's a reason we preach about dressing right. There's a reason we preach about entertainment. There's a reason we preach about not looking at the wrong things, not listening to the wrong things, because we've looked out this casement window far too many times. We've seen far too many people destroyed who didn't think it would ever happen to them. Don't matter what you think. It matters what God said. Take God at His word. Take God at His word. Trust Him. Obey Him and have a blessed life. Have a blessed life. This is the partner you do not want. So don't link up with anybody that's living contrary to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, help the people that are here tonight to understand how much you love them and how much you want their life to be wonderful. Please, God. May all of us trust you, we pray, in Jesus' name and amen.